But stay with education. The government has warned it might have to bail out some polytechs as the sector faces yet another tough year. Members of the Tertiary Education Union say enrolments are looking bad for many of the 16 polytechs and institutes of technology. And they say that is putting jobs at risk, and the sector badly needs the government to get started on its reform. Our education correspondent John Gerritsen met with the union members when hundreds of them turned out at last week's annual conference.
If it weren't for the polytechs, where would you be? There'd be no decent houses or working leather trees.
The song's a reminder of the work polytechnics do at a time when they've been struggling with falling enrolments. The government's proposed a massive overhaul that could result in the creation of a single national body, but these conference delegates are worried about the future, with student numbers still dropping at some polytechnics and to a lesser extent in some courses at universities.
The staff live in fear and dread of losing their jobs because of enrolments.
I actually had a staff member say to me that, you know, it's a sinking ship and people are leaving.
Chinese market's dropped, the Japanese Middle Eastern market has dropped. We don't see those students anymore.
They say polytechnic staff have been asked to market their courses themselves or develop new ones to attract more students, and the workload is not sustainable. The union's president, Michael Gilchrist, says feedback from its members indicates that, despite their efforts, things are not looking good for polytechnics this year.
The university sector seems to be pretty steady. In the ITP sector, in polytechs, it's a different story. Some are holding, many are in problems. They have reducing enrolments. Last year, of course, there was quite a cut in international enrolments, but domestic enrolments are also falling at the moment.
Michael Gilchrist says polytechs need extra funding while they wait for the government to decide their future and make changes. The Education Minister, Chris Hipkins, has told RNZ News he expects to provide some form of transitional funding for the sector. In the meantime, he acknowledges the stress they're under.
It's going to be another tough year for the polytechs. It was a tough year last year, it was a tough year the year before that. And ultimately, until we move away from the boom and bust cycle that polytechs have found themselves in recent times, that's going to continue to be challenging.
The government spent many millions of dollars bailing out Unitech, Welltech and the West Coast's Taipotini in the past year. And Chris Hipkins says they might need more money this year.
We've got a couple of institutions that are in very tight financial circumstances, and there may well be additional funding required to tide them over while the reform process happens. We've got commissioners in three of them, Crown Manager in one of them, so that continues to be a key area of focus for the government.
Mr. Hipkins is hoping that his government's planned overhaul will make institutional bailouts a thing of the past. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko John Gerritsen tēnei.